Yeah, you got quite a bit of bacon fry on there, but you're doing, I mean, you're 100% readable, but you do have quite a bit of bacon fry in there. Okay, can I just say, I had not heard of Walmart on the air until you just said it, and I think it is both hilarious and intriguing. I am going to follow up on that because, you know, a lot of times what I do with my parks on the air, because I like to do it during the winter too, and so what I'll do is I kind of have my truck set up so that I can just pull into a park. Sometimes I do the ham sticks on top of, ham sticks on the mount, but I've also got like a pocket mount for my truck that I can also put, if I even really wanted to go crazy with it, I could put up a telescopic whip and cover just about any van. But then again, I can cover any van with the ham sticks too. So I kind of like doing that because I can just stay in the truck, keep the heater on, and do it all year long. But let me tell you, Walmart on the air is, I love that concept. I'm going to have to try that. Back to you, W8RJD.
Yeah, I think all you do for the exchange is that you would just simply, you had to Google like whatever the Walmart store number is, and that would be part of the exchange. Because the people are serious about collecting them, they can do so. But yeah, it's kind of a nice thing to do, yeah, if you're just wanting to sit out in the parking lot while the YL does some shopping, you got plenty of time to do so. So that's kind of nice. Yeah, I kind of like that idea there too, as far as it goes for just being able to slide into a park and, you know, I'm ready to go. I did some things some years back similar when I was doing a vacation here in the upper part of the lower peninsula here for some of the various lighthouses on Lake Huron. I was doing some activations for some of those. And I didn't spend too much time because I, you know, wanted to, you know, do some more sightseeing, but I spent a little time sitting in the parking lot, you know, activating the particular lighthouse for Michigan and that. So that was kind of enjoyable. But yeah, that's probably one of the more silly ones I've heard for you know, the on the air situation. As far as I know, it's probably just about darn near impossible for us here in the U.S. to do anything with castles on the air. And I'd have to double check, but there's summits on the air. I think there's like only three sites or something like that here in Michigan that qualify for it. Anyways, go ahead there, Ryan. W8RIT.